Jeffrey's procrastinating again. Don't you have big dreams, Jeffrey? You said you wanted to be great. You said you were gonna compete with Hamza and Andrew Tate. And now you're saying that you just want 1 hour at the end of a hard day to unwind and play League of Legends? If only you knew how to trick your brain to loving hard work. Adonis! Adonis loves hard work just like Pakistani men like white blonde women. But Adonis looks around surprised that most other men are not like this. They seem so tired and fatigued and demotivated. Why don't they just implement the same protocol that Adonis used? Because he wasn't always like this. There were times when he wasn't motivated to do hard work too. But using the Adonis protocol, he was able to level up. When you want to gain success, whether you're making progress in like bodybuilding or in martial arts, or in business, honestly, it just comes down to just the discipline of grinding out every day. You've probably seen in the last few years, there's a lot of like skinny neck propaganda, like low testosterone propaganda of like, you know, you don't have to work hard, guys. You can take time off. Don't be a part of the hustle culture, whatever, whatever. And that can be nice if you're trying to just optimize your life for like emotions and feeling good, sure. If you're watching this kind of video, you're probably similar to me in the sense that like you value the end results. This is like champion mindset. That there's a book actually by Tim Grover, who's like the coach of coaches. He's like the coach for like Michael Jordan and like these winners, the Kobe and everything, right? And the book is called Relentless. When you want to achieve something amazing, like for example, make more money than every person in your bloodline so far so that you can free every one of your relatives financially, or you want to become like the top of your industry, you want to dominate in the field, in your career, in your sport, you have to learn to love the hard work and the results that come from it. And there's a few things I can teach you here because I'm not perfect and I'm not some like absolute champion. Success that I have built, along with the mistakes that I've had as well, but the success I've built in only a few years of like being switched on and conscious is actually amazing. Like I only started this entire journey in 2020. Before that, my brain didn't work basically. So it was 2020 where I actually first had like my insight into being productive and, you know, becoming like a winner and stuff. And so there's a few things I want to teach you here. The first tip to loving hard work, you have to step out of boy psychology and give up your games, your sweeties, your stimulation, your pleasure, the things that you've been brainwashed to believe are fun. So there is like some weird psyop for men, which is that men are being told to pursue fun and pleasure instead of the work that is purposeful and fulfilling. If you're watching this video, again, you're most likely gonna be similar to me, similar to my friends, similar to all the guys that I end up like speaking to, which is that these fun habits that you've been told are fun, like video games and porn and junk food, they aren't actually fun for you. You do them because you kind of believe that it's fun, but it's actually not. For you, your enjoyment comes from progress. It comes from results. It comes from competition and challenge. Whether you're just starting the journey and you're still learning this, or you've been in this world for a while, we need to destroy this brainwashing. We have been told that it's like a good thing to basically have like an easy, peaceful life, and that we just want to go and stimulate ourselves and pleasure ourselves. You know why? Because when we do these fun habits, let's say like video games, what's gonna happen is it makes the work way less boring. Like the more fun, stimulating things you do, like video games and scrolling on reels and Instagram and TikTok and shit, that makes the real hard work feel harder because of how easy the rest of your life has been. Your capacity to do hard work relates to how easy other parts of your life have been. The hard work that you want to be able to do like consistently will feel easier if the rest of your life becomes harder. What I mean by this is you have to give up the boy psychology, sweeties, the porn, the scrolling, the video games. You have to give all of that up to go and normalize the hard work that is required for you to become a champion. Now, again, I'm just going to give you a disclaimer. Maybe you don't want to do that. There'll be someone commenting and someone who reacts to this video saying like, oh, hey, Hamza is again telling us not to watch anime. Yeah, of course. If you don't want to be like great at anything, then sure, go ahead. Like go spend time playing video games and sucking on a little lollipop or some shit. Yeah, go ahead. But if you really want to maximize your potential, then you don't fucking argue against the guy who's trying to help you. I'm only trying to pull you up here. These guys, I see them make like react videos about me and they're like, oh, this guy's like too serious. He's like hustle culture. I'm like, yes, motherfucker, because I've got dreams and ambitions. Like if you're fine watching TV for 2 hours a day, my brain doesn't let me do that. I can't sit through some fucking movie because my brain's just generating ideas. And yeah, people will say, oh, but that's toxic. Okay, it is for you, fucking pussy, low testosterone, skin. skinny neck. Of course it's toxic to you, because we're not expecting those kinds of men to step up and actually achieve things. It's the guys who like fall asleep at the desk whilst they're coding. You see pictures of like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and like the G's of the world, the guys who have created like some of the biggest innovations ever. They all work like dogs. But the way to work like a dog is first and foremost to subtract the easy things, the fun things. And I know that sounds crazy. I'm telling you to not have fun, but here's the interesting thing. Fun is all relative. You will basically always have the same amount of fun in your life. Like, how interesting is this? Let me just try and explain this to you, because once I say this, you're gonna see this in your own life and you're gonna be thinking, holy shit, I think Hamza just gave me a superpower. Just think about this theory that I have. No one can change the level of fun that they have in life. Let's say your level of fun is always gonna be anywhere from 60 to 75 out of 100. That's like your level of fun. Whether you're doing bad habits to get that or good habits. Let's say you go and do like a 3 month period of video games, anime, movies, junk food, whatever, and you're at like a 60 to 75 out of 100 fun. Let's say like 65 out of 100 fun. Okay, pretty fun season. Let's say we cut all that out for you and we make you train for a martial arts fight or a powerlifting competition. You're training every day, you're learning about it, you're eating clean, you're meditating, you're sunning your balls, getting high testosterone. In that season where you've grown a lot, what will your fun out of 100 be? 65. It'll be the same fucking thing, but at least you've grown, right? At least you've actually made progress in something. Once I've told you this, you're gonna literally, like, your life is gonna change, because you're gonna realize, like, yeah, like, nothing actually increases or decreases fun based on the activity you're doing. You'll have the same level of fun playing video games and going to the gym. You'll have the same level of fun watching anime and reading. But the only thing is, when you do the good habits, like, you're stacking chips for your future self, you're investing into your future. When you do the bad habits, you're sapping from him. You're taking his dopamine away, you're taking his attention span, you're frying your receptors, your nervous system, especially if it's like a hyper-stimulating game or piece of content or porn or something. The first step is cutting out all these weird, fake, fun things, because when you cut them out and you have basically nothing that's hyper-stimulating in your day, that's when the hard work starts to feel more fun, because it just kind of covers the same vacuum. Like, if you're always gonna have the same level of fun anyway, you need to cut out the bad shit and just have the good stuff, and you'll have the same level of fun, but you're now just doing good habits. The second thing I want to walk you through is like the weird psychological brainwashing I do to myself as a former idiot, lazy person. So now I enjoy the work. Think about this for a second. I posted daily videos to YouTube for over a year straight. I actually think it was about 2 years. I have one of the longest streaks on the internet of like daily videos. To be honest, nowadays there's actually quite a few people who are doing like the Sam Sulik style vlogs and stuff, but back when I was doing this in like 2022, this was like early days, right? And that's coming from someone who literally was lazy his entire life, inconsistent and everything. And it's also in a space where you see that creators, you know, like other YouTubers and TikTokers, they talk about being burnt out when they post like one video per week. I was posting 7, and then also posting on my second channel as well. I wasn't even including that as like work, because that was just easy, right? I was able to feel the times when my motivation was dipping down. And just through kind of talking to myself like a psychopath, I was able to increase that motivation. So let me give you a realistic example, right? A few days ago, I'm driving to kickboxing and I noticed that I'm in kind of like a, not a sad mood, but you know, one of those like normal moods, which is like a little bit on the negative side. There's nothing really to be sad about, but you're just not particularly happy. You know, like I think a lot of people live their lives in that state, right? So I'm listening to music, whatever, I'm driving there. I'm just in like AFK mode. And I noticed like, yeah, like my texture of life, like my feeling of life isn't very pleasant right now. It's probably a little bit on the negative. I literally just decide to make myself happy. And I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm doing it. Like I've been training 2-3 times a day. Like I'm really like about this fucking life. I'm really on here. I'm on the way to another session. I don't know if this is just like a superpower that I have, but I'm sure that you have it as well. Just turn on your happiness. Give yourself 5 seconds. Make yourself happy. Just see if you've got this superpower as well. Because if you do, why the fuck are you not doing that every single day? Make yourself motivated. Make yourself driven. Make yourself like serious about the end result, the goal, the hard work. So today, this is the 7th video I'm recording for this channel. I'm also posting up to daily on my second channel. It's because I'm psychologically just saying words in my brain that is pushing me to be here. Instead of my brain saying, oh, you know, it's tiring and my head kind of hurts and 5 videos and 6 videos is enough. Maybe I don't need to do the last one. I'll just do one tomorrow. I was literally in like aggressive war mode. Like, yep, just one more left. Do you see the words that you say in your brain can change the way that you feel about the work? But this is the problem that most people are doing, and you probably do it. They live their lives with the automatic thoughts that generate in their brain instead of implanting manual thoughts. Understand that term and it will save your life. automatic thoughts are the ones that just randomly pop up in your brain. And they're often negative and belittling and like victimizing. And it's like, you know, the days where you feel just kind of sad and whatever. Manual thoughts are kind of like affirmations, the words that you manually are implanting in your brain. There is nothing stopping you from having an entire day of just manual thoughts. Say some manual thoughts in your mind right now. Just say something empowering in your mind. In my mind, I just said, I'm doing it. I just did the 7 videos today. This is how you get onto like this champion level. What I've seen when I read books on like champions, whether it's like, you know, some MMA fighters or basketball players, they seem to just live their life in the manual mode. They don't allow the automatic thoughts and emotions to dictate their actions. They constantly just reaffirm the direction they're going through with quite an element of like aggression and anger, with this, you know, like this masculine dominance kind of voice inside of their mind saying, yeah, come on, I'm gonna destroy that guy. I'm gonna show up today. I'm on my way to practice. I'm gonna do amazing. I'm doing it. I'm on track. That's like the words you can be saying in your brain every single day, every single minute. When you say that, you'll start to love the work more because you can just tell yourself, yeah, I love the work. Yeah, I'm actually doing it. Yeah, it's tough, but this means that it's tough for everyone else and I'm sitting through it. I'm getting it done. The final tip I want to give you to trick your brain into loving the hard work, create the association between the hard work and the end results. Now, you probably do that already. You know that the hard workout is going to get you the physique. You know that the good YouTube video or business or whatever is going to get you the money. The looks maxing, cold approach is going to get you the girl, whatever. Most guys actually know that and we fantasize over the reward that we want, the end result. That's definitely one step forward, but most people do this already. Your competitive advantage is visualizing not the end result as like the resource gained, like the muscle, the money, whatever, but the end result being specifically the skill gained. So put it this way, one guy thinks about the money he wants to make. Oh, 10K a month, 10K a month. The other guy thinks about how good his YouTube video is gonna be. He's thinking about the comments that are showing it's so valuable. Maybe he's looking at the data to see he hooked people's attention for a really long time. So visualize the high skill level. So don't visualize, for example, the 1 million view count on your YouTube video. Visualize telling a story that captivates everyone who's watching it to the point that like people are watching it for twice as long as your normal videos. Do you see the difference here? Because one is leading to mastery. The other one is kind of like greed. This one, you are constantly gonna make progress. This one, it's almost like we're just kind of assuming that our motivation for money is gonna make us work harder. But if motivation for money, if motivation for the victory was gonna help us, every guy would be successful, right? Every guy is motivated by money and thinking about money and whatever. But the guy who's thinking about the skill required, he's the one who's not only gonna have a competitive advantage because he'll just level up his skills, but he's also gonna have more fun. He's also gonna enjoy the hard work more because he's actually getting two things. He's eventually getting the end resource, the money, the clout, but also the skill that he feels a sense of progression in. Like if you played video games, half of the fun of a video game wasn't hitting the new level and being able to unlock the new sword. Half of the fun was literally just grinding for the level. That's what gives you like this sense of like purpose, direction, fulfillment, progression. That's fun in and of itself, and it makes you love the game. Top link in the description. You can ask me questions. Subscribe to this channel. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it.